Thank you for joining me in this release ceremony. This ceremony has four parts. We will first be using a modified version of Ho'oponopono. We will then be asking Archangel Michael to assist us in releasing. We will then call upon the transmuting powers of the Violet Flame to transmute that which we have released. And finally, we will be filling ourselves with love and honor for ourselves. Before we dive into the ceremony, I'm going to invite you to have a very clear intention of what you would like to release. Is there something happening in your life right now that you feel complete with and you're ready to release it and move on? Do you have habits or patterns or programs that have been running you that you wish to release so that you can find your true freedom? Whatever it is for you, set your clear intention now. We will be entering a meditative state, so I do invite you to stay in your body. And as your body relaxes into this meditative state, work with your breath to breathe in slowly and gently and deeply in and out through your belly. During the first part of this ceremony, I will ask you to say some things with me so that you are in full participation. If you like, you can also burn some sage or any other kind of smudging device that you use just to assist with the releasing energy. It's totally up to you. Bringing your focus to your breath, breathing in deeply and gently through your belly. Allowing deep, gentle inhales and deep, gentle exhales. A deep, gentle inhale, followed by a deep, gentle exhale. And we begin with our modified Ho'oponopono. I accept all that has happened and all that happens. I offer my forgiveness. Thank you. I love you. Say it with me. I accept all that has happened and all that happens. I offer my forgiveness. Thank you. I love you. And as you're speaking these words, you're saying it directly to that which you are releasing. So if it's a person, an experience, trauma, you are saying, I accept all that has happened and all that happens. I offer my forgiveness. Thank you. I love you. I accept all that has happened and all that happens. I offer my forgiveness. Thank you. I love you. I invite you to take notice of what happens as you say these words. Do you feel resistance arising within you? Do you feel a sense of relief as you deepen into acceptance and allowing? If you're feeling resistance, no need to judge yourself. Just notice. Allow yourself to be resistant. Accept and allow the resistance. I accept all that has happened and all that happens. I offer my forgiveness. Thank you. I love you. I accept all that has happened and all that happens. I offer my forgiveness. Thank you. I love you. Continue to say it with me. I accept all that has happened and all that happens. I offer my forgiveness. Thank you. I love you. I accept all that has happened and all that happens. I offer my forgiveness. Thank you. I love you. Bringing your focus back to your breath. You may notice now that it's easier to exhale, easier to inhale. As the energy begins to flow through your body, through your being, allow this expansion, allow the acceptance. For the next part, we call forth Archangel Michael to assist us in releasing anything that no longer serves. If you are integrated with the energy of Archangel Michael, there is no need to call on his presence. Simply call on that which is already within you. The ability to release, to cut cords, to let go, to surrender. These are the energies of Archangel Michael. We are not using any warrior aspects or any fighting in this release ceremony. Simply the energies of surrender, of letting go. So if you wish for Archangel Michael's assistance, you can ask that he assist you with cutting cords to the energies of that which no longer serves you. With your clear intention of what you would like to release, now allow those cords to be cut. And the person, experience, or trauma that you are releasing, allow that to go into the light. This is not a slashing of cords to free yourself from a prison. This is a gentle releasing, placing that which you are releasing into the light so that all can be lifted up, so that all can be in and of the light. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, exhale all the way out, blowing out of your being that which no longer serves your highest alignments. The person, the experience, the cellular trauma, blow it all the way out of your body, all the way out of all levels, all layers, all aspects of your being. Release, release, release. Surrender. Surrender to your highest alignments. Surrender. How does it feel to be free? How does it feel to let go? How does it feel to surrender? Exhale all the way out as you breathe. Allow a full, deep, clear releasing. Maybe it's a pattern or program that you are releasing. Maybe it's a belief system or a way of thinking. Maybe it's a habit. Allow yourself to let it go now. Surrender. Let go. How does it feel to surrender? How does it feel to let go? How does it feel for those cords to gently fall away? all being placed within the light as they are released from your being. And continue to breathe deeply, deep, long, powerful exhales as you let go of what no longer serves. And now that you have released, we call forth the violet flame. And if you have already integrated the energies of the violet flame, then we call forth your own powers of transmutation. And all of the energies that have just been released from your being, we now transmute those energies using either the violet flame or your own powers of transmutation. Allowing that magical alchemy to take anything of density that has just been released from your being and transmuting it into the highest vibrations of love and light. Our ultimate goal here is to integrate the energies that you have released now that they are in a new form, in a new energy of love and light. And so, for example, if you have released a person from your life, the energies associated with that person, as you transmute them into love and light, you can then bring them back into your being in a new vibration. And you will either notice the person disappearing from your life completely or coming back to you in a new way. Having no attachment either way, allowing it to be what it is for the highest alignments. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Allow the body to become more and more expanded. Allow all layers, all levels, all aspects of your being to become more and more expanded. The more expanded you can allow your state to be, the more magical this transmutation process becomes. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Allowing the energies and frequencies of transmutation to enter deeper within your being, to flush out, to burn away anything that you are willing and ready to release, and to turn these energies into love and light. Breathe, allow this process to happen. Allow any areas of density within your being that you are ready to transmute. To be turned into love and light. As you work with these energies of the violet flame and your powers of transmutation, you may feel heat within your body. You may feel tingling. You may feel lighter. You may feel a burning sensation. Or you might not feel anything at all. Simply allow the process. You're doing wonderfully. And as you work with these energies of transmutation, if you notice anything else coming to the surface for you to release, allow those cords to gently dissolve. Free yourself on even deeper levels. And remember to transmute the energies of that which you are releasing. And now for the final phase of this ceremony. I invite you to honor yourself, to connect with your heart, and allow the love that you have for yourself to expand within your heart. Even the act of taking time to complete this ceremony is an act of self-love. And so even if you don't feel deeply self-loving, know and understand that you are taking practical steps towards your self-love. Place a hand upon your heart. Feel your heart beating. Flood your heart with love, gratitude, and appreciation for all that it does for you every day, every hour, every moment. Your heart is beating for you. What a miracle. Send your heart love and gratitude. And as you flood your heart with gratitude, you can feel a palpable expansion within your heart. You can feel your heart expand. You can feel the warmth and the glow of your heart. You can feel the sacred fire of your heart. Allow the sensation, this feeling to grow and expand. With your hands still upon your heart, continue to flood your heart with gratitude, and also give some of that gratitude to yourself. Honor yourself for being willing to let go. Honor yourself for being willing to release what is no longer part of your highest alignments. Honor yourself for taking the time to participate in this ceremony. Honor yourself for all that you do each day on your journey for your spiritual growth. It's the little things that you do for yourself that constitute self-love. The choices, the decisions you make in each moment are either self-loving or they are not. Honor yourself for every self-loving choice you have made and offer forgiveness for any choice that has not been self-loving. And as you honor yourself, your being expands. Your energies expand. The flow of love that can come through you expands. And so now, just in this moment, allow the flow of love to rise up within you, to pour out upon you for yourself, for all you do, for who you are. Allow this flow of love for you. Allow the flow to grow greater, to grow stronger. Allow the flow to be palpable, to be felt within your being. How does it feel to love yourself? How does it feel to honor yourself? How does it feel to make self-loving choices? Feel into those questions. And as the love for you expands, when you are full, when you are filled with this love, then and only then can you share it with others. And so, take a look at yourself now. Are you filled with love for yourself? If not, you're not ready to give it to someone else. And if you are filled with love and honor for yourself, then I invite you to allow that love to overflow from your heart, to overflow from your being, and to share it with all life everywhere. You can share it with that which you have released from your being. All the things that you have released during this ceremony, offer your love to those things. And if you're not yet full of love for yourself, please, I invite you to be patient with yourself. The journey of self-love takes time. It's a muscle to develop and grow within yourself. It comes down to your choices in each moment. Notice the choices that you make every day. The food you put in your body, the people with whom you interact, your career. All of these things are either self-loving or they are not. Notice what you do for yourself that's loving. Notice the choices that you make that are loving and those that are not. And you get to decide which ones you'd like to change. You get to decide when you would like to make a change. The journey of self-love has no time limit. It can happen this lifetime or in another. There truly is no judgment, no restriction around this. Thank you for taking this journey with me. Thank you for releasing what no longer serves your highest alignments. Thank you for surrendering what no longer serves your highest and best good. I do invite you to engage in this ceremony frequently. The more often you work with this ceremony, the deeper you can go each time, releasing things that are on deeper and deeper layers. Just like you would peel back the layers of an onion, you also have many layers. Things now that are unconscious to you may be able to come to the surface as you release what is at the surface now. You can then access things that are buried within the deeper layers that may be unconscious to you now. This is a continual journey. Even the most advanced masters continue to work with the energies of surrender and release. I invite you to get a glass of pure, clean water to make sure you are hydrated. Just because you are working on the energetic level does not mean the physical body doesn't need assistance. Hydration is one of the best ways to keep yourself in the flow. I love you. Thank you for doing this ceremony with me today.